In 2014, Ramapo College underwent major changes in their policy due to a sexual assault that happened on campus. Even after the new policy changes, there have still been 3 alleged sexual assaults that have happened on campus over the past 2 years, according to Ramapo College's alert system. I spoke with Public Safety Director Vincent Markowski about the new policy changes and how they've affected the school and its community. So what have been some policy changes at Ramapo?
Right. Policies haven't changed at Ramapo. What's happened is there's an enforcement that has been consistent, like the party. If there's over the amount of people that's allowed in an apartment, we then will interim suspend. So it's the enforcements that have been more consistent. In the past that we reviewed, now they've said that we will, on certain conditions, we will interim suspend. On certain conditions, we'll send forward for discipline.
What policies have been the hardest to enforce around school?
There are none. They're very simple policies. They're very easy. The underage drinking is you can't drink until you're 21 years old in the state. That's a law. That's not our... It's a policy, yet it's a law, so we can't change that. And the students are very compliant. We've been finding that in the past semester and 2 semesters, the students have been fantastic with enforcing the policies themselves. We've been very fortunate.
Has the enforcement or any of the policy changes, has it had a positive or negative effect on the community, students?
Well, I think the enforcement and the policies being enforced right are creating a better relationship with the students and our public safety officers. They're out more. They're talking to the officers. The officers are talking to the students, trying to run educational programs with them. And everyone's been very supportive on both ends. Again, the students have been really good with following what the directions are.
Public safety aren't the only people who have experienced the consequences of the policy changes. Ramapo College junior Timothy Van Dersen feels as though he's being treated like a child. How do you feel about these new policy changes?
I think a lot of them really are faulting people that aren't doing anything wrong, and I think it prevents a lot of people from seeking help when they need to, and it kind of creates a sheltered environment for a time that we should be learning to live on our own and independently.
Ramapo College sophomore Megan Chuella also feels the same way, as well as not feeling as safe as she should. So how do you feel about the new policies here, Meg?
I don't like the new policies because there is no social life, and also with the sexual assaults, I don't feel safe at night.
Ramapo College's safety procedures have undergone many changes since the sexual assault. Sexual assaults still happen on campus, so have the policies been for the better? Only you can be the judge of that. This is RJ Carrillo with WRPR News.